Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. We're glad you're here with us this morning. I want to extend a special welcome today to any visitors here with us today. Do you think there are any visitors here with us today? Hey, we're ecstatic to welcome the Wittensville Christian School Touring Orchestra. They're here with us today. This is a group of young musicians and students who are on their way for a musical mission. They're going to West Gary, West Virginia. You can read all about it in your bulletin, and they're here leading us in worship this morning. Today's worship service will be a little bit different than what we're used to on a given Sunday, but we are so excited to worship in a new way today. This is not a performance Sunday. There's no need to applaud after these pieces. I'm sure you will be moved in your spirit as you hear them, as you sing along, and as you hear God's word read and proclaimed. There will be a chance to greet all of these students afterwards in the Hope Room, a time of fellowship. I hope you'll stay around for a cup of coffee, something good to eat, and a chance to say hi to them. There's also going to be a free will offering taken in the back that's going to go to support their musical mission trip. If you want to put something toward that, the basket is there in the back. I would invite you to take out the brown pew pads on the center aisle, pass it down the row and back. You can register your presence with us. If you're visiting, we'd love to have your name, an email address or phone number, something to follow up with you in the week to come. I have a few announcements in the life of the church. There will be a house group leaders meeting today following worship. Kathy Cooper and her crew will be downstairs. So take some time in coffee hour, and then house group leaders will go downstairs after worship. A reminder, this Sunday we have so many people visiting with us. We're grateful that the Grodin Center parking lot right across the street is available to us. There's a cut-through. And it's great if you want to park your car there and just walk right through. In any case, we want to remind you that even with the snow kind of mounting, to try and not block our neighbors in their driveways. We heard from one or two. So thank you for taking special care with that in the weeks to come. The 20s and 30s gathering will be this Friday night, and an Evite is going out. Look for Lisa or Megan Backman if you're interested in more information about that. This coming Saturday, there will be a youth event. The youth group will be having Mall Madness, essentially a scavenger hunt throughout the mall. So it's at 5 o'clock this Saturday. For more information, talk to Phil Chan or myself. Our church photo directory is almost finished. We're in the final stages of completing that. And if you missed your chance to get your picture taken, we're giving you one more chance. It's just like God's grace. You get one more chance. Only this is your last chance. So, next week is your chance. We have our own Lee Vanderbond will be here with his big camera taking photos. If you missed your opportunity to get your picture taken as a family or individually, please talk to Lee or Cheryl Mason. She'll be here later this morning. Other announcements today. I know Glenn has an announcement. Yeah. Shout it out, preacher. Thanks, Glenn. So see Glenn afterwards if you're interested in being part of that. Other announcements today? Let us pray. Visit us now, O God, with your Spirit. Fill us inside out. Move us with music and the sound of worship. Help us to see you more clearly, love you more nearly, serve you more dearly in our lives, here, and in the lives outside in the week to come. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you.
John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the dry ground, and the waters he called seas. Vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it. Lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night. The great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it. And every winged bird, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over every living thing that moves on the ground." God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. Genesis 2. The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work and take care of it. Deuteronomy 4. From the day God created human beings on the earth, has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has anything like it ever been heard of? You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is good.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. 1 John 1. That which was the beginning, which what we have heard, which what we have seen with our eyes, which what we have looked at and what our hands have touched. This is the message we have heard, and from him declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Please join the orchestra in singing verses 4 and 5 of Amazing Grace, number 280 in your hymnal, after the soloist sings verses 1 through 3.
My hope secure. Oh, he 1 Timothy 4. God created everything good to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. As followers of Jesus Christ, living in this world, which some seek to control and others view with despair, we declare with joy and trust, our world belongs to God. From the beginning, through all the crises of our times, until the kingdom fully comes, God keeps covenant forever. Our world belongs to God. God is king. Let the earth be glad. Christ is victor. His rule has begun. The Spirit is at work. Creation is renewed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Our world belongs to God, not to us or earthly powers, not to demons, fate, or chance. The earth is the Lord's. In the beginning, God, Father, Word, and Spirit called this world into being out of nothing and gave it shape and order. God formed sky, land, and sea, stars above, moon and sun, making a world of color, beauty, and variety, a fitting home for plants and animals, and us, a place to work and play, worship and wonder, love and laugh. God rested and gave us rest. In the beginning, everything was very good.
Made in God's image to live in loving communion with our Maker, we are appointed earth keepers and caretakers to tend the earth, enjoy it, and love our neighbors. God uses our skills for the unfolding and well-being of his world so that creation and all who live in it may flourish. Together, male and female, single and married, young and old, every hue and variety of humanity, we are called to represent God, for the Lord God made us all. Life is God's gift to us, and we are called to foster the well-being of all the living, protecting from harm the unborn and the weak, the poor and the vulnerable.
Contemporary Testimony 3. Still, despair and rebellious pride fill the earth. Some, crushed by failure or broken by pain, give up on life and hope and God. Others, shaken but still hoping for human triumph, work feverishly to realize their dreams. As believers in God, we also struggle with the spirits of this age, resisting them in the power of the Spirit, testing them by God's sure word.
Thank you.
observed the world, sending seasons, sun and rain, upholding all creatures, renewing the earth, promising a savior, guiding all things to their purpose. When humans deface God's image, the whole world suffers. We abuse the creation or idolize it. We are estranged from our creator, from our neighbor, from our true self, and from all that God has made. All spheres of life, family and friendship, work and worship, school and state, play and art, bear the wounds of our rebellion. Sin is present everywhere, in pride of race, arrogance of nations, abuse of the weak and helpless, disregard for water, air, and soil, destruction of living creatures, slavery, murder, terror, and war, worship of false gods, the mistreatment of our bodies, and our frantic efforts to escape reality. We become victims of our own sin. In all our striving to excuse or save ourselves, we stand condemned before the God of truth. But our world, broken and scarred, still belongs to God, who holds it together and gives us hope. Even now, as history unfolds in ways we only know in part, we are assured that God is with us in our world, holding all things in tender embrace and bending them to his purpose. The confidence that the Lord is faithful gives meaning to our days and hope to our years. The future is secure, for our world belongs to God.
God holds this world with fierce love. Keeping his promise, he sends Jesus into the world, pours out the Holy Spirit, and announces the good news. Sinners who repent and believe in Jesus live anew as members of the family of God, the first fruits of a new creation. We rejoice in the goodness of God, renounce the works of darkness, and dedicate ourselves whole to holy living. As covenant partners, set free for joyful obedience, we offer our hearts and lives to do God's work in the world. With tempered impatience, eager to see injustice ended, we expect the day of the Lord. We are confident that the light which shines in the present darkness will fill the earth when Christ appears. Come, Lord Jesus, our world belongs to you. Please join the orchestra in singing verses 1, 2, and 3 of This Is My Father's World, number 293 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen.
Wow. We continue in worship this day, and this is the time in our service where we share together the joys and concerns of our lives, people we care about, and our own situations. I'm wondering what you're looking for prayer for today, and help me out because we're a little packed here in the front. But just raise your hand. What do you need prayer for this morning? What are you praying for, Gladys?
I'm very grateful. My son Andrew, after struggling so much with his studies, has been offered an internship for this summer on Wall Street for an investment company. So I'm very, very proud, and I'm asking for blessings for him.
Okay. Praise God for that, for Andrew and this new opportunity. Vivian.
I'm overjoyed today and what I've seen here. Yeah. Friday, my grandmother turned 100 years. So I thank God so much. She's strong, and she did everything by herself. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Praising God for what we're seeing here this morning and for 100 years of life. Amen. Come back to Jenny.
Prayers for the Entendre family, the refugee family that we've been working with for the last few years. We're trying to get the boys into different schools, and so we're sort of going through that process now. So prayers that happens, and just prayers for Tunisia and Egypt as they're struggling with this unrest, and for a more positive outcome and positive government.
Thanks, Jenny. For the Entendres and Egypt and Tunisia, our world belongs to God, and it's in chaos right now. Thanks. Come back to Judy.
I'd like to ask for Sister Sherry. She had to move out of the rehab facility where she was, and she's in a different placement now. Still not a permanent placement, so as we're struggling to figure all that out, just continued prayers for her support and for the rest of my family.
Thanks, Judy. Come back to Mark.
Lucy and I just wanted to share some great news about Jojo, Joseph, our son. He is out of the ICU this week, actually as of Friday night, and he's in a regular room. And he's recovering really well. His smile is back, which is good to see, and all his tubes are gone. And they're weaning him off the morphine and the Valium and bumping up our dosages at the same time. And we should be out of the hospital tomorrow, we're hoping. So.
Yay.
Amen. Praise God for that. Continue prayers for your family and for Joseph. Lori.
I like prayers for the Coors family. David and I, it's a good friend of David's. Steve, they lost a 3-year-old son on Wednesday, and we attended their funeral yesterday, and just they need lots of comfort right now, and they have lots of family around them this week and hopefully beyond this week that they'll have continued support.
Praying for the Coors family. Ethan was his name. Okay. Praying for them and their loss. Thank you. Cheryl.
I want to thank everyone for all the food and all the help for last Sunday's brunch. It couldn't have happened without many, many hands, both for setup and cleanup and just lots of prayers. We also have, thanks to a lot of people that brought in extra food today for our guests, we have lots of food today as well. Thanks.
Thank God for food. Okay. Pass this down the road.
It's a joy to be back from India. Thank you for your prayers. I know God was with me on that trip, and it was a safe journey. It was a experience of a lifetime, and it was a good business trip. I'll be invited back for sure. So, thank you for your prayers. Also, EB is starting her grad school interviews, so she's been applying to a lot of schools. She's got some interviews coming up, and she'll be doing some travel soon. So, prayers with her at this time.
Let's just remember to keep in our prayers all those that struggle with addiction. You know, it's just something that they always need to know, that there are people who love them and who are in prayer for them. So let's do that.
Thank you, Sarah. I think a great joy should be for this whole church that our missionary, Nancy Collins, the Lord was really looking after her when he took her out of Cairo, Egypt, a couple years ago. And the blessings still need to be continued for her in our prayers as she continues her work in Africa, which we all know about. And the other joy is that my brother Jim down in Pennsylvania had a little stay in the hospital, but he's out and doing well, and his only problem was that he did too much. So that's a joy. He's been fighting sort of a, well, cancer, kidney, and heart thing, but he's really in great spirits, and I know the Lord has been looking after him. Thank you, and our prayers.
I see you over here. Hi, Jill.
Thank you all for your cards, your support, your hugs during the time of the passing of my father, Gray Robinson. It was, believe me, all your prayers were answered. It was every step of the way we could feel that everything was going as best as it possibly could. He died at home, surrounded by friends and family, and I just want to continue to pray for my stepmother, Jeannie, and my brother, Casey, and the Thompson family.
Continue to pray for you, Jill, and for your whole family. We pass this down, all the way down to Peter.
I'd like to ask prayers for my wife, Beth. She's been struggling with a bad sore throat this week, and she went for some tests yesterday, and it all turned out negative, and she is on an antibiotic, hoping that's going to clear it up, but she hasn't felt well for over a week. And also want to thank you all for prayers for my friend Leslie, who's in her 40s, who had a double mastectomy in January, but she is now totally cancer-free. So the family's very thankful for all the prayers.
Thanks, Peter, for Bess and for Leslie. I see some more in the back here. I'll come around to you. All right.
Just a small prayer, but my grandson, who is wrestling in high school, he broke his thumb, and they're going to, you know, take x-rays and see how it is, but I just was very concerned about him. Thank you. His name is Dave.
Prayers for David with a broken thumb from wrestling. I like it. All right.
I have a joy and a request for a prayer. The joy is my daughter, who is back in Africa, got engaged, and she's about to be married. So I'm requesting for your prayers. Her name is Rispa, and the husband-to-be is Steve. So I'm requesting for your prayers that we pray for them as they prepare to be married, as they start a family, that God will start and be with them. And that's my joy.
Yeah. Amen. Prayers for, is Lisba and Steve. Okay, at their engagement, praise God. Other prayers today, Anne.
Well, it's nice to be back, and I want to ask for prayers as I prepare for my defense, which is coming soon.
Thanks, Anne. Welcome back from Kenya, and we're praying for you as you approach this defense, PhD defense. Okay, one more back here, Gloria.
My friend Deborah right now is at Rhode Island Hospital and truly at the end of life, making a decision about whether to have a lung, double lung transplant. And if she doesn't decide to, she really is at the end of her life right now. So I really ask for her prayer in making this life decision.
Deborah. Thanks. Praying for Deborah in her medical decisions. Hi, Suzanne.
A great joy that my dog, Christopher Robin, was able to be a therapy dog to the playgroup study on Friday morning. He also was a greeter with me this summer,
and he also made at least one prayer breakfast. He's gone on to the Lord, and his spirit is what the Lord and creation are all about.
Thanks, Suzanne. Christopher Robin, a dog of service, a companion for your life. We're praying for you today, Suzanne. Other prayers?
Let us pray. Creator God, into this world you came to redeem with grace, to bring light and hope and love to all your people, to all of creation. We give thanks for this opportunity to praise and worship you, to sing forth your praises, to experience the gifts in worship and leadership of these students as they witness to you and to us. Bless us as we live in community with one another to discover anew your purposes for our lives and the lives of all your people. We pray, O Lord, for our world, your world, for places of pain and struggle, for the people of Tunisia and Egypt, for justice and fairness and peace, for sound and fair leadership of government in all places. We give thanks, O Lord, that you connect us to the world in so many ways. We thank you for the experience you gave to Dan and his travels to India. We pray for Nancy and her work in Africa and the connections and love she has from so many years in Cairo. We give thanks, O God, this day for many joys in life, for your healing and strengthening presence with the Weber family in these past 2 weeks, for Andrew's new opportunity, for 100 years of life, for the gifts of our hands that we share so willingly in fellowship with one another, for healing for Jim and Leslie. We give thanks, O God, for Lisba and Steve's new wedding plans and the opportunities of a new life together in you, for Anne as she returns to us in this time of final preparation. We lift to you, O God, our prayers for healing for all who struggle with addiction in these days. Strengthen them and may they know your peace, which passes all human understanding, as they take day by day life in you. We pray for Beth and for David. We pray for all who mourn and grieve the loss of loved ones, for the Coors family and the Moles, for the Afenia family. We pray, O Lord, for those who are in the midst of transitions of life, for there are many. Make their path clear, O God, and strengthen them for the journey. We pray for courage and fortitude for those engaged in long job searches, for the Natandrea family, for Sherry, for Ebi, and for Deborah. Make us mindful, O God, of the world and the needs around us in these harsh winter months, to lend a hand to the homeless, to those who may be trapped by weather, to encourage and to care. In all these things, may we live in the love that you brought to earth through the power of the one made perfect in weakness, our Lord Jesus Christ, who teaches us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our children are excused to go downstairs to worship services unless they to Sunday school class unless they wish to stay for continuing worship together here.
Remembering the promise to reconcile the world to himself, God joined our humanity in Jesus Christ, the eternal Word made flesh. He is the long-awaited Messiah, one with us and one with God, fully human and fully divine, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Standing in our place, Jesus suffered during his years on earth, especially in the tortures of the cross. He carries God's judgment on our sin. His sacrifice removed our guilt. God raised him from the dead. He walked out of the grave, conqueror of sin and death, Lord of life. We are set right with God, given new life, and called to walk with him in freedom from sin's dominion. Being both divine and human, Jesus is the only mediator. He alone paid the debt of our sin. There is no other Savior. We are chosen in Christ to become like him in every way. God's electing love sustains our hope. God's grace is free to save sinners who offer nothing but their need for mercy.
Thank you. knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place and said, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. But this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will even do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. If you love me, keep my commands. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. My peace I give you, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Romans 13. Whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not do harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Joining the mission of God, the church is sent with the gospel of the kingdom to call everyone to know and follow Christ, and to proclaim to all the assurance that is in the name of Jesus. There is forgiveness of sin and new life for all who repent and believe. The Spirit calls all members to embrace God's mission in their neighborhoods and in the world, to feed the hungry, bring water to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and free the prisoner. We repent of leaving this work to a few, for this mission is central to our being. In a world estranged from God, where happiness and peace are offered in many names, and millions face confusing choices, we witness, with respect to followers of other ways, to the only one in whose name salvation is found, Jesus Christ. In Jesus, God reconciles the world to himself. God loves all creation. His compassion knows no bounds.
Thank you. Jesus Christ rules over all. To follow this Lord is to serve him wherever we are without fitting in, light in darkness, salt in a spoiling world. Life is a gift from God's hands, who created all things. Receiving this gift thankfully, with reverence for the Creator, we protest and resist all that harms, abuses, or diminishes the gift of life, whether by abortion, pollution, gluttony, addiction, or foolish risks. Because it is a sacred trust, we treat all life with awe and respect, especially when it is most vulnerable, whether growing in the womb, touched by disability or disease, or drawing a last breath. When forced to make decisions at life's raw edges, we seek wisdom and community, guided by God's word and spirit.
Serving the Lord, in whom all things hold together, we support sound education in our communities, and we foster schools and teaching in which God's truth shines in all learning. All students, without regard to abilities, race, or wealth, bear God's image and deserve an education that helps them use their gifts fully. We lament that our abuse of creation has brought lasting damage to the world we've been given, polluting streams and soil, poisoning the air, altering the climate, and damaging the earth. We commit ourselves to honor all God's creatures and to protect them from abuse and extinction, for our world belongs to God. Please join the orchestra in singing verses 1-4 of All Things Bright and Beautiful.
sovereigns of the Prince of Peace are called to be peacemakers, promoting harmony and order and restoring what is broken. We call on our governments to work for peace and to restore just relationships. We deplore the spread of weapons in our world and on our streets with the risk that they bring and the horrors that they threaten. We call on all nations to reduce their arsenals to what is needed in the defense of justice and freedom. We pledge to walk in the ways of peace, confessing that our world belongs to God. He is our sure defense.
Isaiah 58. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loosen the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? Set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and provide the poor, wanderer, and the shelter? When you seek the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters that never fail. Then you will find your joy in the Lord, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Galatians 5. Serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another as if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Please join the orchestra in singing verses 1, 2, and 3 of I Sought the Lord and Afterward I Knew It, number 498 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
1 Timothy 4. Commend and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Romans 12. In Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share the Lord with people who are in need. Practice hospitality. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is silence, where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Giving thanks to God for the many blessings in our lives, we now call forward the offering to be given in a spirit of joy as we put our gifts toward the work of God's kingdom in this world. Let us pray. God of mercy, bless now these gifts that they may be multiplied, that they may be utilized, that they may be mobilized into the work of your kingdom. Oh God, bless each of us as we give, knowing that we will receive your blessing. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
our worship today, we share in commissioning this mission tour. Please follow with me in your bulletin this morning. The service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And the children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. And so also do we pray for you. As you answer God's call to serve others, remember that God's unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor will his covenant of peace be removed. God's grace is sufficient for you. Remember that everything God created is good, and no one is to be rejected. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for others in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Respect the elderly, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and care for children. May God, who gives endurance and encouragement, give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Go forth then into the world with love. Pour forth the Spirit which we have received in worship this day, which we receive from our Lord alone, for our world belongs to God. Amen.